The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society.
All program content is based
on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat.
Let's go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier today, yeah? Sounds great to me.
I want to tell you
a lesson in respect. That's true. So what we're going to do is we're going to check out an honor guard silencing a crowd at the Tomb of the Unknown. It's posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook right now. The soldier standing guard turned to the laughing crowd and gave them a lesson in respect. You got to love it, friends. You really do. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, and your pretty little princess. You know her as little Stephanie Joy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them individuals, the Sons of Liberty, right? Right, friends?
That's right.
You hear the shout back from all the people listening right now?
Woo-hoo.
Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can. As a matter of fact, I just posted this video, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier Silences Crowd. I'm going to play this audio for you. It's a video. You'll hear the audio because you can't see over the radio, right? Maybe some people can. I don't know. If they're live streaming, maybe they can't. Well, I guess they're not going to see the video anyways.
Yeah.
You get the point. It's on Sons of Liberty Radio right now. If you'd like to check us out again, friends, do check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Awesome new website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out, my friends, on Bradley Dean. There's two different websites, one personal, one fan page, EEE. Like them both. You can also find me on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean. One, I see that you people are beginning to respond. I praise God for that because, again, friends, we can do this because it is we the people, and it is we the people that will take our country back, not them or him or her or whatever the case might be. So if you'd like to check that out, Bradley Dean One on our Twitter account, Bradley Dean One. You can also call us, give us a call, let everybody hear you. 53 countries, several affiliates across the United States of America, from the West Coast to the East Coast, from Texas all the way up to Minnesota. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, deeds, not words. We're showing you our work of faith with a labor of love. 1 John 3:18. You can check that out as well. And to say all that, to say this, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Does that sound rhetorical?
It does, but you know what? When people are out there, we've actually had people send videos of their children saying it's a terrible place to be when your brains
are
in someone
else's
head. Yes.
Well, it is.
And we posted it, by the way.
We did. I remember that. No, it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's why you want the mind of Christ and the heart of Christ. And this week, before we continue on with the show talking about Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which I'm excited about, I think it's going to be a great show, we want to highlight our product of the week. For those of you who have just tuned into the Sons of Liberty, every week we highlight what we call the product of the week. And this week we are highlighting the School of Hard Knocks Pocket Booklets by Bradley Dean. Now you might say, what is that? I think it's one of the best things that you've ever done. It's a small black and white booklet. It's Bradley's life story. It's his testimony. And of course, we've got the comic books, which goes into full color detail and has the Constitution and, you know, biblical stuff.
It brings
stuff,
the correlation. The twin
everything.
Sisters, yeah,
exactly.
Which are not enemies, but they're the two sciences that run together.
Right, exactly.
Politics and God. God in politics. God first and then politics, which is the study of government, the science of government, and science is the study of creation.
That's exactly right. So that's kind of like the full color, you know, Mamma Mia, the Thanksgiving meal of everything, you know. But this one is a black and white, it's a testimony book. It's just as good, but it's just smaller form. What I like about them is they're great to pass out, like you say, well, I want to get a box of them for my youth group. Or, you know, we want to go out witnessing. We want to go to the mall. We want to pass them out. Or for whatever you might think that you might need, these are awesome. It's been said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness.
Yep.
And these are booklets that are great to hand out in the streets, in your schools, at your church, wherever. And we're giving away, we're doing 10 booklets for only $5. I think that's an awesome deal, and they're very much well worth it. Sometimes it's good, especially with young people, not to,
It's a great way to convey the message to the kid that no one seems to be able to reach.
Right, exactly. And sometimes young people say, listen, if the book's too thick, I'm not going to read it. It's a small booklet.
Hey, listen, the older people, folks, here's the deal. When we do tea parties, there's standing ovations. Why? Because the Holy Ghost shows up. When we do high school assemblies, the referrals from principals, teachers, namely the students, is always outstanding. Don't take our word for it. Know us by our fruit, because the fruit doesn't fall too far from this tree, and you need to judge us by that fruit. But in saying all that, to say this, when you check out the materials, it's second to none.
It is.
And the referral that we continuously get back from the older people is, when I started to read the comic book, older people, I said, friends, and younger people, and younger than younger people, college age, high school, younger age, elementary school. We even had one kid come out to, I think that was in, North Carolina? He drove all the way out, or South Carolina, and came out and seen me because he thought I was a superhero.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
No, and I wanted to introduce him to the superhero, and his name is Jesus Christ.
That's right.
This is how I won the world, saith Christ. I did it on the cross.
That's right.
Matthew 1:21 says he came to save his people from his sins, and that's exactly what he's done. But they say that they can't set the book down.
Yeah, and these are great because they're not intimidating, because they're smaller booklets. So if you would like to go ahead and order, you can do that by calling 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Again, you can get 10 booklets for a $5 donation, or you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Check it out, friends.
shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can order there as well. Now, we are going to be talking a little bit today about Arlington, and I'm excited. There's a documentary out there on Arlington that is one of my top two documentaries ever. But I also want to highlight, too, is some of these things that you see, you can go on YouTube and you can watch these, or you can subscribe to Facebook. You want to get involved.
Okay, wait. You just jumped from Arlington back over to what you were talking about.
Right, I'm talking about Arlington again.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So basically, with Arlington, if you go onto Facebook, Bradley has this great video on there about respect that is demanded at Arlington. There is actually a tomb guard, who is rebuking someone because they're laughing in the crowd. That's how much respect.
The question is, what could you possibly be laughing about in the most revered place in America? I mean, it's incredible to me.
Yeah.
But it shows you that the guards will not tolerate any disrespect whatsoever. And folks, right after this break that's coming up here, I'm going to play it for you. And then we're going to go to Arlington Cemetery and give you a little history as to what you may have or may have not known.
That's right. So you need to jump online and get involved. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean's fan page. And you'll get things like this. Respect is demanded at Arlington. Lots of good Gold Nuggets videos. Check it out. You will not be disappointed.
What's the name? I guess his name is regardless of his name. It doesn't matter. Remember that Vietnam vet? He said there was something written on the wall. What did he say, Stephanie?
Oh, freedom has a taste to those who fight and almost die that the protected will never know.
Isn't that incredible? Folks, we're going to be talking about the Tomb of the Unknown. I'm going to play a video for you, audio for you, my friends. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier silencing crowd after they show disrespect.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We've got Bradley and Stephanie. Friends, it's one of my favorite topics. I was just talking to a guy today. Went and met with him, had some coffee, sitting around talking about some issues.
Issues,
seriously. And he was in the military. He was in the Air Force. So was my brother. I come from a military family, as a matter of fact. And he started telling me the story of a guy that he used to work for when he was a little kid. And he was a farmer, and he was trying to figure out why this guy was so strict. I mean, when he said yes, it meant yes, and when he said no, he meant no. And you never played in the area of gray with this guy, because if you did, he had a hair trigger temper, I was told. And he was trying to figure out why this guy was always, you know, he would just jump from a good mood to a bad mood just instantaneously. And one day he found that he was in Vietnam. And he noticed that a lot of these senior officers and these senior veterans that were over in Vietnam, for some reason they lived. And he said that these young guys would come about, the replacements. And he said that when they'd get over in Vietnam, he said they'd just get up and they'd run out of the hole because there'd be no wisdom involved whatsoever. And he said them poor young kids, he said they would get killed. And my friend told me today, he said he had a hair trigger temper because he didn't want the young soldiers getting killed. In other words, he wanted them young soldiers to listen to the wisdom of those that had the testimony of to know what to do as to how to respond to what's right and what's wrong in the middle of war. They would act out of prudence. They weren't temperate whatsoever. They would just get up and they would run from hole to hole, and he said they would get killed. So we learn from those that have been in war, namely this particular individual who my friend used to work for, that he had a hair trigger temper because he didn't want people to die. He didn't want them to die. And it sounds to me much like my God, my Father, in Jesus' name, because I know that God gave his law because he loves. And I also understand that if we don't understand no the first time, there might not be a second chance. And then when I look at Jesus, who came about to fulfill that law, he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. And we also know when Jesus asked his disciples, so who do men say that I am? The disciples answered him back and they said, the apostles did. They said, you know, some say that you're Jeremiah or that you're Elijah or you're John the Baptist raised from the dead or you're one of the old prophets. Oh, really? One of the old prophets? You mean one of the prophets that was sent to slew them that would not repent? You mean like, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? One of those prophets? You mean Jesus, the prophet of all prophets in Jesus' name, that all of his words were required by the people who heard him? And that's how we're going to be judged according to that man, Jesus Christ? Yep, that's him. You mean the one that walked not as the scribes and the Pharisees, but he spoke as one having authority? Yes, because he was the witness, and he still is by the Holy Ghost, because we have the same Holy Ghost that he does. So wait a second. You mean, so as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. It was also him, Jesus the Christ, the resurrected one, the Son of God who sits at the right hand of the Father, even now, he's the one that said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I say all that to say this. How many times do we have to tell people what not to do? And sometimes not even out of experience, but because we have enough common sense to listen to the one that doesn't tolerate sin. His name is Jesus Christ. And by the way, he also died for it. So don't try to find fault for all you critics out there. So wait a second. Let's go back to my story. He told me he had a hair trigger temper because he didn't want to see people die. Folks, can I ask you the question? Is that love? Yes, it is. It's a love that we don't know anything of in this country anymore. I mean, grandpa and grandma will tell us about it all day long. So I speak in the natural so you can understand the spiritual as Jesus spoke and taught. He said that he taught in the natural because the natural man receives not the things of the spirit because they're spiritually discerned. So let me go back to the natural man. So why did this tomb of the unknown soldier guard, why did he silence the crowd? Is it because he hates the memory of the hundreds of thousands of men that have fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution, to make valid our founding documents so we can have something called freedom on their dime, per se? They were the ones that sacrificed themselves. Friends, it's love, not hate. I want you to listen to this tomb of the unknown soldier, silence a crowd. Why they were laughing, I have no idea. They had no business up there whatsoever, cutting it up, making jokes, laughing. And just to prove my point, listen to this guard silence these people. And by the way, this is what the church should be doing. Those that sin openly, you're to rebuke them openly, that others almost will fear. Listen to this guy. This is second to none, my friends. He's walking up and down.
It is requested that everyone maintains a level of silence and respect.
I got the goosies.
He walks off the carpet, he rolls down, he corrects himself, gets back on the carpet, knocks his feet together, and falls back in line. He just got done telling people that had the audacity to come up and disrespect the tomb of the unknown. And by the way, he didn't let it go for more than 5 seconds.
Right.
He just instantly dealt with the issue. Yeah. Can you imagine if everybody in this country had the same kind of respect? And by the way, when you look at these Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, I mean, these guys, they don't play. Here, let me play it one more time for you. This is the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
It is requested that everyone maintains a level of silence and respect.
If you'd like to check it out, it's on Sons of Liberty Radio right now on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. On Facebook right now. Folks, when you go to the place where men and women in the hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions, have laid it down for you and me, it's a place called Arlington National Cemetery. And for those that didn't know, let me give you a little history and premise so you got a greater understanding as to know what Arlington's all about. Arlington was a place where Custer, George Washington's grandson, wanted to make George a memorial. And it was a potter's field turned into a cemetery where reverence and perfection meet. Listen to these key words, friends. Where reverence and perfection meet. You know, when I think about scripture, David said, I thank you, Lord, that you perfect that which concerneth me. You talk about perfection today in the body of Christ in America, which is not the body of Christ at large for the most part. Perfection is a word. It's almost like a curse to some of these people. But if there was reverence for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ who died on the cross over 2,000 years ago, don't you think perfection would be at least at the top of our hearts to show him who died for us? I would think so. Because to whom much has been forgiven, he loves much. It's said that at Arlington, you can almost hear the voices of the past. It's like it talks about in Genesis 4:1, the voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. So, America, I got a question for you. What is the voice saying? It's crying out, make sure the Constitution of the United States remains. Oh, okay. So how do I bring this so you can understand it so you don't tolerate anything that would violate the Constitution of the United States? 116,516 men fought, bled, and died, and women fought, bled, and died during World War I to ratify the Constitution. World War II, 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution to give you what you have today. When you go to Korea, there was 36,516 men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America. So let me ask you the question. What is the voice saying from the ground? Make sure the Constitution of the United States remains. Tolerate nothing from those that would violate your rights whatsoever. And when you forget this, turn back and look to the cross, the price paid, the sacrifice to give you what you have today. That's why we don't tolerate any crime committed against we the people, because of the blood of our sons and our daughters and our moms and our dads and our uncles and our aunts and our grandpas and our grandmas, our cousins and perhaps our brothers and sisters have fought in foreign wars, swearing to uphold the Constitution even to the last breath. You understand why we're to be intolerant with those that continuously trample who we are in this country? And it starts with we the people, first of all. In Vietnam, there was actually 58,000 people that were killed. My cousin was among them. When you look to Iraq, Afghanistan, 8,000 to date. So what is that voice saying, friends? What did we ratify, say the dead, to magnify the document of our forefathers? What did it take? Their blood. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So friends, I ask you, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. What is that voice saying, America? What is the voice of the dead saying to you and me? And I say that with the utmost respect, my friends. It's crying out, make sure the Constitution of the United States remains. Because this is what we did to ratify, say the dead, to magnify the document of our forefathers. Hold the government responsible to the Constitution and forget it not, for it is blood bought. It is also a place of remembrance of the price paid for our freedoms. Every American, not just one or two, or that group of people, or this group of people. A remembrance to not tolerate in any sense of the word, in any degree, those that play with the American freedoms. It is the most honorable place, speaking of Arlington, to be buried, and the most sobering. It is the most hallowed. It is a pantheon of heroes, a pantheon of tragedies, a place of civil worship, a place of honor to those that paid the ultimate price, their lives with their blood, which sealed the idea of the republic for which it stands, friends, not as a democracy as which it moves at every sway of some political machine. And by the way, to the memory of those defending the idea of a republic. 2 Corinthians 5:14 through 15, bringing forth the correlation. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, friends, when you get to the tomb of the unknown soldier, you see respect from the living for the dead. The military honors the dead by guarding the tomb with honor, by teaching others to live for what they died for. And by the way, before you can guard the tomb, you must earn the tomb badge. And it's kind of a license to guard the tomb of the unknown. In order to guard the tomb, you must pass the test. Not anybody that wants to can do it.
Yeah, I just think this is awesome. This is my favorite part about it. I'll let you kind of talk about it. But just going back to what you're talking about, even when the man who was guarding the tomb was rebuking those that thought it was funny and they were chuckling, that's a man who understands the price of freedom.
And what it took to get where he's at
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. Yes. And the point, too, and keep this in mind as we're going through the discourse, is that those tomb guard soldiers who guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, they volunteer to do this.
That's right.
They undergo major scrutiny, major hardship. They do 8-hour shoe shines. We'll get to all this in order to even be prepared to be looked at to guard the badge.
Yes.
The tomb, excuse me.
They have to pass the test.
Yeah,
they are scrutinized.
Test.
They
yes.
are put under a microscope to make sure everything that they do is absolutely perfect, because they say that we only get one showing.
That's right. And one soldier said, I think we have the right to expect as close to perfection as possible, because their motto is where reverence and perfection meet.
I love that.
They're honoring those men and women who have died and paid the ultimate sacrifice. They're honoring that sacrifice by being perfect in and of themselves to make sure that they are giving them the highest honor possible, not disgrace.
So speaking of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and Arlington Cemetery, let's go to the Tomb of the Unknown and go to those that guard. First, their uniform. So how well prepared is their uniforms? Well, again, let me ask the church. Romans 13:14 says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. For church, we guard the tomb of the living, for Christ is no longer on the cross. We follow the resurrected to the glory of the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, there would be some stuff flowing.
Amen.
Saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Showing respect for the unknown is in details. 8-hour shoe shines definitely raises the bar, not lowers the bar.
Yeah,
they understand grace more than the church does in America. They raise the bar, not lower the bar.
Let's think about this. A man comes, he volunteers to be under such scrutiny that he is willing to shine his own shoes for 8 hours. That's just his shoes.
And he's not guaranteed that he's going to be
a
guard to the Tomb of the Unknown.
I mean, what love for you to sacrifice.
That's right.
People won't even spend an hour, you know, doing anything, praying, reading the Bible. And these people just shine their shoes
yes.
for 8 hours.
Because they're thankful for what they've been given.
The sacrifice.
Namely freedom. Going back to the Bible, declares unto us in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Why? Back to the natural. Details are so minute that burning off frayed edges with a lighter elevates uniform preparations to a realm somewhere between art form and obsession. Too extreme, Bradley, for the truth, man. You know, I like the passion, but I just think you're a little bit too legalistic sometimes. You know, it's like you really mean what you say when you say not to do something or raise the bar. I do.
Yeah.
I totally do.
Think about that. They iron their uniform to perfection, but not only that, if there is even a little tiny frayed edge, they literally take lighters across their uniform and they burn it off. Just a tiny thread. That's how close to perfection these soldiers get.
But I call it love. You honor whom you love, say they that guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Yeah.
Mistakes on the uniform, as Stephanie was just highlighting, are called gigs. Any measurement that is off, any piece of the lint that is on the uniform is a gig. To be off 1/64th of an inch is a gig. Let me say that again. To be off 1/64th of an inch is a gig. A button crooked is a gig. A metal not shiny is a gig. He must make sure before guarding the Tomb of the Unknown that everything he has is ready to go. Again, attention to details is incredible. To be off 1/16th of an inch is too much. To be off 1/64th of an inch is too much. But we see the stickers on the back of the cars today that says, we're not perfect, we're just forgiven. Do you see the tomb guards
right.
looking for excuses?
Right. No.
Or do you see them reaching for perfection?
Totally. And I want to add, too, that when you're going through this documentary, they literally have other soldiers that inspect the soldiers that are going to be had the watchful eye on them to test them to see if they're good enough to guard the tomb. And what they do is they bring out a ruler and they're literally measuring with a ruler on their uniform to make sure that every loop, every belt loop, it's right exactly. Like you said, 1/16th of an inch, 1/64th of an inch is too much to be off. They're taking rulers to the T to make sure that everything's lined up on their uniform. I mean, that's love.
That is total love. One soldier said, I think we have the right to expect as much perfection and to be as close to perfection as possible, because remember the motto again, friends, where reverence and perfection meet. I really, truly love that. When walking out into the public eye, it's a very solemn and intense thing to do, said one soldier. It's amazing to look at the tomb. It's amazing stuff these individuals died for. Our country, our freedoms, our liberties, said one.
And if I can add, too, and the reason why they're doing this is because the soldiers stepping outside the door represent 295 million Americans, and they're saying thank you to not only those that have lost their lives and identities, but also to those who serve their country today. They're saying thank you to everyone,
yes,
past, present, future.
When the kids get off the tour buses, when they go up to Arlington and D.C. there, they're goofing off, loud, cutting up, and making jokes all the way up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, one soldier said. They watch the changing of the guard, and what happens? When they leave, what are they? Totally different people. They leave silent. Why? Because they catch the price for their freedom, for their liberty, for their country, for their family, and from their God. So how do you change a people? Bring them to the cross of Jesus Christ. Hey, folks, I've said this 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,000 more times. You want to change and you want to empty the correctional facilities in this country? Bring them to Arlington Cemetery. Show them the price paid for what they've been given. I guarantee you, friends, you're going to get a huge percentage of converts, repentant converts who did not realize that their price was given to them. I'm sorry, their freedoms were given to them at a price. Someone else's brother, sister, namely theirs. So how do you change a people? You bring them to the cross of Jesus Christ. Show them that Christ died, the just for the unjust, that he bled and died because of our sins, your sins, friends, to set us free, and that God the Father meets us there and only there. He only meets us at the cross, the Holy Ghost does. And folks, this shows you that sin, transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4, is not to be played with, and shows them that they are forgiven at the cost and sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ, John 3:16. Folks, back to Arlington Cemetery, there was such a point of respect that when the kids came up to the Tomb of the Unknown, still cutting up and being loud, the guard stopped in front of hundreds of people. He pointed them out and told them to hold their silence, as the video I just played at the beginning of the show. He said, if not, then remove yourself if you will not hold your silence. So talk about respect and reverence. And folks, this is for the dead. One guard said that the old veterans come up here to the tomb of the unknown soldier and leave teary-eyed. Why? Because they know the price paid for our freedoms. They saw their buddies die. They saw the blood that was shed on foreign battlefields for our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the upholding of the Declaration of Independence. They died to uphold the freedoms that nobody else in this world has. That's why you're called the light of the world, my friends. Again, one soldier said that getting prepared is rigid. He explained that you couldn't back up and do it all again once you make your showing. He said they have to do it the right the very first time. And before they appear before the people, they go through a laser-eyed inspection. I love that. 50 different aspects of their uniform are inspected before they can guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Wow.
Oh, you know, the guy that walks into church, you know, hey, you know, accept me for who I am.
Slouching.
You go back to the Puritan preachers, friends, even back in the 1800s and the 1700s, before you could be a part of a church, you had to be proved for 1 to 3 years before you could be a part of that church. Now, what are we seeing on the signs? Our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen.
All welcome.
You know, all welcome. Hey, that's right. All are welcome. Come as you are, but leave it as you're changed. And don't come back a second time dirty like you did the first time. The captain of the guard said that there's a difference between the average soldier in the regiments and the soldiers who volunteer. He said that the soldiers who guarded the tomb are much more disciplined and a lot more work goes into it. A lot more work is involved in the day-to-day tasks. He said this is no secret. Did you also know the 101st that held Bastogne, mm-hmm, concerning Foy, which Germany and Hitler wanted, which would have broke the back of the war and they would have won the war? Did you know that the 101st Airborne, did you know that they were all volunteers?
That's right.
Did you know, friends, they were all volunteers? You hear those guys that say, you know, I could do this. I'll be the first one to do it. Oh, I'm able to do this. They're the first ones gone.
That's right.
The ones that say, you know what, I want to do this from my heart. I hope I'm able by the grace of God to overcome. Lord, perfect that which concerneth me. And I thank you that I hide the word in my heart, Father God, that I might not sin against me. Father, let me walk in the light of thy countenance in Jesus' name. Those are the ones that seem to get through. The ones that volunteer and volunteer and volunteer Those are the ones that seem to lay down everything they have to give us what we have today.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You know, one thing that I continuously do... Oh, by the way, friends, I'm sorry. 1-866-233-0747. If you're a veteran, give us a call. 1-866-233-0747. I totally lost my train of thought through this radio show because I get absorbed into this message. I really do. And God forbid that I ever get away from this message. Because when I put the cross of Christ, which is evidently set forth before mine eyes, that's what keeps me in check. Did you know that King David used to put himself before the judgments of God? That he wouldn't sin before God.
Right.
And the New Testament says perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. And when we begin to understand why they do what they do, because they understand the price paid for their liberties, both in the natural and in the spiritual. And by the way, again, I want to say this, and by no means do I mean to equate fallen man with the risen Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to bring about the correlation so you can understand the price paid through the cross of Calvary, so the natural man understands, so the Holy Ghost can work into the heart. And I know that that's what he does. He works with that.
Yeah, and these people that have died and that have sacrificed their lives, they gave their all for us. Why should we not give them our perfection in return?
Totally.
You know, when you're talking about, you know, the uniform and how well it is inspected, and you look at the master sergeant of arms who looks at everything, and he's got this laser eye on everything and a very serious look on his face. He said, that's just what we get from working here, because that's the part of what we do. It's a serious thing to them. And then I'm thinking of when you're talking about people that go to church, you know, they're slouchy and slobby, and they roll in whenever they want to. And
they always show up at church after praise and worship.
I'm not perfect, just forgiven.
Yeah.
I'm only human. I mean, thank God for that grace.
It's okay for me to disgrace the Christ crucifixion.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly. Yeah. And when you look at it, it's such a disgrace. And we're seeing how much in the natural men who have given up their lives are being honored by those in the natural who understand the price. How much more in the spiritual for us who understand the price that Christ paid for us all on the cross, honor him by having him perfect that which concerneth us. We're always striving for that perfection.
It's like the kid, and I'll never forget this. I was a kid that was raised under a welfare setting, and my mom was a workaholic, but she had welfare to help because my dad was nowhere in the picture. Mm-hmm. And we got food stamps, and I know that we got all that other stuff, right? But what's interesting is my whole life, I can never, ever remember taking anything for granted that I had. If I had an apartment, I cleaned the apartment. If I had a brand new TV, that TV was cleaned. If my mom got a car that was nice, used, we never had a brand new car, but if she had a really nice car to us, I would be the one out there cleaning the tires and vacuuming it out, and I would be the one, you know, cleaning off the seats and cleaning the windows. And it's been that way my whole life. And, you know, I had a friend that I grew up with who he went from a welfare kid to a millionaire's kid overnight, literally, because his mother married a very wealthy individual in the state of Minnesota here. And it was interesting that what he got for graduation was a brand new Toyota Celica. Mm-hmm. And I had a $600 Firebird, which was a piece of junk. Mm-hmm. I took better care of that $600 piece of junk than he ever even thought about taking care of his brand new Toyota Celica. Right. It's also interesting to note that when I would have to, you know, if I wanted anything, I had to go work for something. And for example, if I had to get up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning to help my mom with the paper out just so we could, you know, make ends meet, I would do that. I would go, because I wanted to go roller skating, I would go out and buy these $35 roller skates, which were awesome to me. Right. Well, my best friend growing up, he would go get his mom's credit card and he would get, you know, the leather uppers on his roller skates and urethane wheels. He had the best of everything. He didn't have to work for anything.
Right.
But I want to tell you something, friends. You know who the blessed ones are? Those that have to work for everything they've got. That is the blessed man. The man that has everything handed to him and doesn't respect it and doesn't hold it up in honor for what he's been given. He doesn't deserve what he's got.
He's miserable.
He's totally miserable. But one more point. I also have said this, and I've heard a preacher say this one time, and we're talking about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and talking about honor and perfection here, where reverence meets perfection. You got to put that in order, where reverence meets perfection. A preacher one time said this: I can tell a man in his walk with God by looking at his bedroom. And he's exactly right on the money.
Yeah.
Because how do you take care of what has been given unto you? He was exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the Tomb of the Unknown, and you see those Christian soldiers that are guarding the tomb of the known, who is alive forevermore. Blessed be his name forevermore, in Jesus' name. We stand guard. We don't tolerate anything that would violate or disrespect the living Christ. And when you hold that into context scripturally, you'll find that giving no offense in our ministry whatsoever. You know how the modern day church says it? Don't offend anybody.
Right.
No. You know what my message is? I'm a defender of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't offend the Christ. Don't offend his name. Don't dishonor him. Don't disrespect him. Is he big enough to handle himself? Yep, but I'm called to be an ambassador. I am called to be a written epistle for all men to read. And they see what's in my heart by the life that I live and how I protect the tomb of the living. And that's the Christ who's alive forevermore. And I'm saying the tomb of the living so you can understand that I'm talking about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Going back to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, they also know that once they achieve absolute perfection and acceptance, if they do not, listen to this carefully, if they do not hold up the standard of what is expected of them, their names can be removed from the wall.
Revoked.
Once saved, always saved.
That's right.
Really, are you saved to live a sinful life? No, you are not. Are you saved to live what kind of a life? A holy life. Be holy as I am holy, commanded the Lord. And does the Lord command? Yes, he does. Folks, this is called...
That's a great point. I got to add something to that. Okay. That's such a great point. Because if you look at it, they're not just holding good conduct while they're guarding, you know, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. For the rest of their lives, their entire lives, whether or not they are retired from guarding the tomb or not, their behavior better be accordingly, not
That's
just
right.
when they're in front of everybody guarding yep. the tomb, but in their personal lives, out there in private, whatever they're doing, because their names can be revoked.
The Holy Ghost is not going to bear witness to the lie.
Right,
though he's
exactly.
not going to deny himself, Christ saith. You also got to keep in mind, to he who hath the Son hath life. If there's no life, it's because he doesn't have he doesn't have the Christ. And if he doesn't have the Christ, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 that he's still dead in his sins. And I say this to the church, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame, 1 Corinthians 15:33.
Yeah.
We need to take some lessons, friends, and we need to understand what we have here. And I'm speaking both to the natural and to the spiritual. So let me go over to the spiritual real quick. This is called the mind of Christ in the heart of God that he gives to his accepted, his beloved, and his repentant kids. It's also called character. So after the guards do a little mirror time, they head out for the guarding of the new, listen, mirror time. Hey, friends, what does the law of God do? For by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20.
Sees their spots, yeah.
Yep, a little mirror time before going out to represent the tomb of the unknown, they do a little mirror time. Oh, that law is good for nothing. No, it is awesome because it leads us to the Christ to be washed in the blood.
But that's so legalistic to really examine
yourself. No such word,
yourself.
By the way. No such word.
Exactly, but that's the point of what they'll say is, oh, it's just so legalistic to be too perfected.
Yes.
These guys are perfected.
Hey, listen, a real Christian loves to be perfected and absolved into Christ, absorbed completely in every sense of the word. Because it's not him that lives, but Christ that lives within him. So he acts out from the heart the same things all the time because he or she wants to please the Lord at all times, no matter what the cost might be. The guards are tested on their posture, their timing, and how they hold their weapons. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The men see every aspect of guarding the tomb of the unknown as an offering. To the Christian, it's a work of faith and a labor of love to serve the God that they love with all that they have. The tomb's guard product is military precision. They are part of the honor guard, but taking the extra step, doing something special and very precise, that is the full labor of love these soldiers bring to the tomb. It is their present. It is their gift. So friends, I say this, to whom much has been given, church, the real church, much is required. And the same goes for love. They received much love, therefore they love much. And what did Christ say? We love him because he first loved us.
That's right.
So once they pass the ultimate test, they are then entrusted with the task that they all see as a sacred honor, a duty that reflects the standard that the entire company seeks to meet. So at Arlington, it's where reverence and perfection meet, and so should it be all the more to the church. For again, we serve the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the living and not the God of the dead.
You know,
in
as,
Jesus'
name. As you mentioned, when you were young, it was even in your heart to be perfected and to clean things up and so on and so forth. And when you were talking, I was thinking about how what we have done in so many schools across America and continually in what we're doing is show young people the price that was paid for their freedom. We have a whole album called The Price. It's not just something that we do when we go into schools or we go into tea parties, or we're doing it all the time so people can see the price. And when the young people see the price, their freedom, as those ones that were cutting up and laughing at the tomb of the unknown soldier, once they saw the price, their hearts were changed.
That's
and
right.
That's what we've been doing at the Sons of Liberty across America, is showing the price so the hearts of people can be changed. If you change the heart, you get to the root of the tree, all the branches will be different. In America today, everyone's talking about all the branches that are awry because the root of the problem is going back to the old paths. First and foremost, Jesus Christ, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. If you get those things right and in order, the rest of the tree will correct itself. And for those of you who want to support a ministry that is showing the price continually, honoring the veterans day in and day out, and the number one veteran, Jesus Christ himself, please do support what we're doing. You can call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Click on the donate button. We want to let people know the price that was ultimately paid for their freedom in the spiritual and in the natural.
Amen. So, friends, do not tolerate anything that desecrates the memory of the blood and the lives of those that gave their blood. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!